Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode.
This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and we are going to continue all year long focusing on action. I don't want to be one of those podcasts that you listen to learn and then months go by and you haven't really changed. So we are going to keep coming back to this focus on action. The challenge is I've gotten a lot of questions from people who say, okay, but how? I know that I need to take more action and I even want to take more action, but I continue to put it off. So how do you suggest that I become a person of action? And that is what today's episode is all about. We will talk about a wide variety of different tools, tactics, and strategies that you can start using today to become a person of action. And here's the deal. You might find one that really resonates with you. Great, go for it. Or you might feel like they're all options for you. Fantastic. That doesn't mean you need to do all of them today, but these are just all tools in your toolbox for whenever you need them. Just like most of us have a hammer and a screwdriver and a wrench and all of those kinds of different things, but we don't use them all at the same time. We use whatever is appropriate for the situation we are in. That's how I want you to think about not only the tools we talk about today, but in any episode of the podcast. In any episode of any podcast, in any book that you read, we don't have to commit to a particular tool for life. It is okay to have lots of different tools and use them all. The thing is, you have to use them because it has no utility if you don't pick it up and put it into play. The cool thing about action is that it creates clarity and it minimizes fear. And the reason I point that out is because many people will refuse to take action or delay taking action because they don't have a ton of clarity. And I want to tell you right now, you do not need to wait for clarity. There is a lot we can do in terms of action steps to get more clear on what we want. But the reality is, oftentimes, you will get more clear as you act. The more you do, the more you're going to learn about yourself and what you want and what you don't want and what works and if this is the right direction or if it is not. We don't have to have this perfectly clarified vision and strategy in order to become a person of action. A lot of people will not take action because they feel fearful. What if it doesn't work out? What if I don't do it? You don't have to wait for the fear to dissipate. The fear is not a barrier at all. In fact, the more action you take, the less fear you will feel. I'll give you an example. When I was hiring a big role for Primal Potential, and a lot of you guys heard me talk about it back in the fall, initially, I was looking for a director of operations. It's a big role. It's full-time, salary, benefits, all of that stuff. And not only is it a big role in terms of the financial commitment, it's a big role in terms of letting somebody come in and drive the vision alongside me. And there was a lot of fear. Well, what will I have this person do? What will I not have them do? And what if we don't significantly increase in our reach and our mission and we don't accelerate progress towards our goals? And now here I have this big financial responsibility for this person and their family. That fear will never go away without action. But taking the action to define the role, if I have the perfect person in this situation, in this position, they would do these kinds of things and they would get these kinds of results. And taking that action really helped me get clear on who do I need. And then talking to different candidates help me feel more in control because it wasn't like I just have to pick somebody and go with it and hope for the best. I decided to take a little bit more time and to utilize a couple of people in the HR industry to help me find candidates outside of the people I would reach on my own. And that action helped to minimize the fear. And then setting goals for things like bonuses. Okay, you get paid more if we do these things. Help to minimize the fear because now we had a very clear vision, but the vision didn't come first. And the fear did not get minimized first. Those things happen with action. So I want you to know that. We've talked a lot about how action creates motivation, which is very true. And a lot of people aren't taking action because they're not motivated, but we've gone down that path on a number of previous episodes. But it's also true of things like clarity and things like fear. The more action you take, the more clarity you create. The more action you take, the less fear that you feel and the more empowered that you become because you're learning from what you're doing. Before we get into specific tips, in fact, this is kind of one of them, so I guess we're just diving right in. I want to say that how you start the day matters in this pursuit of being more action-oriented, less planning and learning and strategizing oriented, less thinking and mulling and rehashing oriented, and more action oriented. How you start the day matters. That's not just about getting clear on the priorities for the day, which is huge. It's part of my identity journaling every single morning. Folks in the 12 Weeks to Transformation get this physical identity journal. And one of the things we do at the start of each day, doesn't take more than 30 seconds, is establish the priorities for that day. That's a big piece of being an action person because without that, we just sort of go with the flow and our day owns us more than we own our day. So setting some intentions for your day at the start of it is one tool for becoming an action person. Another piece of that is knock out one thing that makes you proud first thing. I shared on a Q&A that I did recently with Sarah that one of my goals moving forward is to get back to workouts first thing. Knowing that, you know, with an infant, things will be variable, but I used to be very consistent about that, that my workout was one of the first elements of the day, not the first, but certainly in the first few hours of the day. And then I wasn't ever having to fit it in or realize it's 3 p.m. and I don't think it's going to happen today, or it would take a lot of effort or work to make it happen. And it doesn't have to be working out, right? Even if you meditate for 5 minutes in the morning, or you have a breakfast that aligns with your health goals, do something that makes an impact early. With my work schedule, I always do the most important thing first, even though it's often tempting to do the easiest things first, to do the low-hanging fruit things first. Part of how I move towards my goals is making sure that those most important things, they happen first. Another tool for becoming a person of action and shifting from what you know to what you really do consistently is to know what you want. And I'll go back to what I said a few minutes ago, that you don't need to have perfect clarity to take action. But I would suggest knowing one or two things that you want to create for your life, one or two things that you really want to make a difference with, whether that's this week or this year. So I have a whole slew of things that I want to get squared away before the baby comes. Now, I don't know exactly how it's going to pan out and when things are going to be done, and I don't have days and times, but I do have clarity from the standpoint that I have a list. And a few times a week, I'll look at that list and say, which, if any, of these things can I do today? Especially when I'm overwhelmed, I'll do that. Because overwhelm, to me, is a big thing that keeps me out of action and reflects lack of clarity. If I wake up and I'm like, oh my gosh, there's so much to do, there's not enough time, I don't even know where to start, I feel so overwhelmed, taking a minute to create a little bit of clarity, okay, well, what are all of these things that I'm freaking out about? Then once you have that list, it's, well, which is the most important, or which is the most time sensitive? Which am I able to incorporate into the day today? Any and all of those questions will work depending on the situation. But as I look at a very long list of things I want to do before the baby comes, I know they're not all going to happen today and they're not all going to happen this week. But at least it's collected in a place where it's not just spinning in circles in my head, keeping me up at night. I know where it is. And if something else pops into my mind, I'll write it on the list so I'm not going to forget. And especially on the weekends where I have a little bit more margin, a little bit more free time. All right, which are the ones that I'm going to do? The other day it was getting the car seat in the car. Check. All right. We don't have to feel overwhelmed if we'll take just a minute to create a little bit of clarity. Another big tool for becoming a person of action is identifying what is in the way. And I'll tell you why. Let's use excuses for an example. If you continuously make the same excuse, like I'm too tired, and you don't recognize, you haven't identified, you haven't named the fact that that is something in the way, then you just roll right with that stream of consciousness when you think like, I'm too tired. I just can't. But when you've taken the step to identify that's in my way, now you can plan accordingly. I know that I'm going to be tired at 5 p.m. So I'm not counting on going to the gym after that. I'm not counting on recording a podcast after that. I'm going to make sure that I'm being proactive. That's part of taking action, that we strategize around those things that are in our way. And for some of you, it's excuses. For some people, it might be fear. As soon as you say, this is in my way, there's going to be a little piece of you the next time that pops up in your mind. I don't want to blow it. Okay, that's in my way. That doesn't have to continue to stop me. Naming those things that are in your way takes away a lot of their power. Maybe Facebook, time on social media, Pinterest, whatever it is for you, is something that is in the way. So when you ask yourself a simple question like, well, what can I do today to move towards my goals? In the back of your mind, it's not just all these things we need to pile on. I need to check my budget. I need to call my bank. I need to eat well, blah, blah, blah. It can be taking something away. That's a really powerful tool if you are somebody who feels overwhelmed and the overwhelm can take you out of the action game. Maybe you take an approach of what can you take away today versus continuing the approach of all the things you need to add. Maybe today you take away checking email after 5 p.m. or you take away social media after 7 p.m. Maybe you take away this specific excuse. You're just not going to use it today. It's not gone forever, but today you're not going to use it. So knowing what's in the way is a big tool for becoming an action person. This next one is one we've talked about a lot lately, and this comes up every week, if not every day, inside the 12 Weeks to Transformation, and that is don't let feeling factor into decisions. So I said a few minutes ago that maybe some people feel like I'm not motivated. That's okay. You can do it unmotivated. It's just like if you have a teenager and they have an attitude, they come home and they're a little grumpy. Well, their grumpy attitude is not a barrier to them emptying the dishwasher. They can empty the dishwasher and be grumpy at the same time. You can make yourself a healthy dinner meal and not feel like it and be unmotivated. This is more a perspective and an attitude than it is like a skill set. You don't have to have any special skill set here. It really becomes a practice. Okay, I'm really tired. Well, I can fold the laundry tired. Oh, I'm so stressed. It's been such a frustrating day at work. Okay, you can eat that meal you plan to eat and be frustrated and stressed. You can sit on the couch and say no to that ice cream and be frustrated and stressed. This is a practice. I'm not saying don't feel the feeling. Absolutely feel it. I'll be the first one to say that I get frustrated and irritated and overwhelmed and all of those things. And I have a practice of saying, all right, I'm overwhelmed and I'd really love to order pizza. I can be overwhelmed and have salmon and Brussels sprouts. I can be overwhelmed and say no to the pizza. Recognize the feeling, but don't draw that feeling in
as a decision-making criteria for self-care, for follow-through, for getting things done. Recognize the feeling, but don't invite it into the decision-making process. This next one is one we talked about just a week or so ago from the book, what is it called? How to Stop Worrying and Start Living by Dale Carnegie, Living in Day-Tight Containers. If you want to practice becoming more of a person of action, practice living in day-tight containers, which means the choices you made yesterday really don't matter, and what you're going to decide or do or not do tomorrow is not a factor. We focus on the day we are in. I'm not saying you need to go to the gym every single day for the next 30 days. Focus on the day that you're in. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day who tracks her food and loves that process. And somebody was telling her, you know, that's not sustainable. And I said, is it sustainable today? Of course. So do it today without forecasting how it's going to be a week from now. Do it today without drawing in what you didn't do yesterday. Becoming a person of action gets way easier when you live in day-tight containers, right? You're not introducing all the factors that were in play yesterday. You're not worrying about the factors that will be in play tomorrow. Focus on what you will do, not on what you won't do or you aren't ready to do. I had a call with a client yesterday, and she really wants to make change in her life, but she hasn't been consistent. She hasn't been taking action. And she said, I just don't think I'm ready to make this particular big change and that particular big change. I said, great, fine. Don't worry about that then. What are you willing to do? You'll talk yourself out of action for as long as you focus more on what you don't want to do, what you're not ready to do, what doesn't feel right, what feels over your head. Focus on what you will do, not on what you won't do, aren't ready to do, didn't do, haven't done, and undercommit and overdeliver. We often get this backwards. We overcommit and we underdeliver, right? We make all these grand plans and big promises and we fall short. So try this. If you want to become a person of action, undercommit, overdeliver. This goes back to, I'm sure a lot of people have heard about this theory on if you want to start flossing your teeth, start with just one tooth. Instead of I'm going to floss my teeth every night, I'm going to floss one tooth before I get in the shower every day. I mean, then if you do two or three because it just feels weird to just do one, you've over-delivered. Instead of saying I'm not going to have any sugar today, if two things of sugar, whether that's, you know, a cookie and then a latte with sugar in it, if that's an improvement for you, then go with two instead of zero. Undercommit, overdeliver. There's a Peter Marshall quote I love. It says, small deeds done are better than great deeds planned. Small deeds done are better than great deed plans. The little things you will do have infinitely more impact than the huge things you won't. Undercommit, overdeliver. Look for and act on incremental improvement. This goes back to a topic that comes up a lot, all or nothing. It's not all or nothing. It doesn't have to be. Look for the 1% improvement. Years ago for me, I was in a habit of eating ice cream most days, and I would buy a pint, eat the pint. And an improvement for me was to take a couple of spoonfuls and put them down the garbage disposal before I started to eat it. So now I was just eating slightly less than the whole pint. Is that perfect? Nope. Is it ideal? Nope. Was it an improvement? Yeah. Don't dismiss the improvement because it's not the perfection that you were hoping for. Incremental improvement is a tenet of so much change, right? If you're in a business, you don't double your revenue in a day. You make small gradual changes, little things that in and of themselves probably don't make a very big difference, but over time, added together, really do. Don't dismiss the small things. Look for that 1% improvement. Maybe for you, that's getting up 5 minutes earlier or 2 minutes earlier. but look for those opportunities every single day. Instead of getting all freaked out about, I'm going to eat this and not eat this, what if it's just, I'm going to drink a glass of water before I eat anything? I'm going to build mindfulness that way. Look for those small things. Put the past away. If I had a dime for every time I said this, seriously. Let it go. Yesterday, last week, last year, last month, the last 10 years, 10 minutes ago. Put it away. Put it away. Stop distracting yourself with that stuff. Really let it go. That is one of the most powerful things you can do. I want to talk about one of the biggest things that keeps us out of action. It's focusing on the past. I've been so inconsistent. I was doing so well, but I totally dropped the ball. These last 2 weeks have been terrible. Put the past away. That will get you into action faster than almost anything else, because then where's your attention going to go? You've been wasting so much of it on the past. Now you have way more bandwidth for the present. Refuse to place blame. Blame takes you out of action. A couple days ago, I was on the phone call with one of my 12 weeks to transformation clients, and she shared with me that she wants to lose weight and that her husband is very overweight. And she said, you know, we enable each other. And it's really impossible to make any change because one of us will always be weak when the other's trying to be strong, and we just submit to the other person, and it's awful. I said, that doesn't take away your ability to take one step forward today. And we had a really great conversation about, you know, what one thing can you do today, independent of what he chooses or doesn't choose, eats or doesn't eat. And she said, you know, I can go for a walk with my son. Great. Don't place blame. I understand that you're around a lot of social people. They're eating, they're drinking, or they're spending more money, or they're taking more trips, or whatever it is. They sleep later, they stay up later. That doesn't in any way impair your ability to take a step forward. So don't place blame on anybody. That'll take you out of action. Try partnering up. You guys know that I am in a business mastermind, and we only get together 3 or 4 times a year. But one of the women in the mastermind and I decided that we would be accountability partners. And all that means is that each week we share a few of our big priorities and goals. This week I will. And sometimes it's business, sometimes it's personal, oftentimes it's both. And we get on the phone once a week. It's on our calendar, but you could text message or email, or you could check in every day, and we go through it. And that helps a lot because I know that come Friday afternoon, I've got to update her. You don't have to know this person. It could be somebody in a Facebook group. It could be somebody in your own home for that matter. It could be somebody you work with. It really doesn't matter. Today I will. Today I will improve my life or improve my health or make progress towards my goal by. And check in on each other. We do it once a week. You can do it every day. It really doesn't matter. But try partnering up. Recognize when you are overthinking. Hello, who can relate to being sidelined and taken out of action, taking yourself out of action because you're overthinking? I catch myself in this on the regular. Recognize it. Just ask yourself, am I overthinking this? Am I spending more time thinking than I am doing? Is it about time that I shift from thinking about this to doing something about it? Challenge other people that are close to you to call you out when you're overthinking something. Get into action, right? Have a mantra. Do something about it. Start saying that to yourself 20 times a day. Do something about it. Are you ruminating over the amount of debt that you have? Do something about it. Are you thinking about how awful you look in all those pictures somebody sent you? Do something about it. Change it. Have a mantra that you turn to when you notice that you're in thought about something. Surround yourself with doers. Whew. This is one that I have really made an effort to step up over the last year or so, and it's been a game changer. And these don't have to be people that are geographically close to you. They're really not for me. They don't even have to be people that you know. This could be through a free Facebook group. It could be an online course. It could be a mastermind. It could be joining a gym. It could be people at work. Surround yourself with doers. go join a local small business something or other, if that's something that is a part of your life. But look to surround yourself with doers, and if they are not in your immediate circle, that doesn't count you out. We live in a day and age where it is easy to connect with all sorts of people for free online, remotely. Surround yourself with doers. And then lastly, reflect. Every day, either when I'm journaling at the end of the day or sometimes just when I'm laying in bed at night, I'll think, what did I do today to improve my life? Or I'll ask a friend, or I'll ask my partner, or I'll ask, you know, my last meeting of the day, like, what's something that you did today to improve your life or your business? What's something that you did today to make progress towards your goals? If you kept this as a journal, even if it was the only thing you journaled, what did I do today to improve myself? That would go a long way towards helping you get into action. This is a year of action. It doesn't matter how the first month went. It really doesn't. It doesn't matter if January was a wash. Today you can start. And it doesn't matter what happens tomorrow. You can come back to this again and again and again. It doesn't matter if you're super busy and you have so much on your plate. There won't be an easier time. Now is your time. This is your opportunity. Every day is your chance to get into action. That will change your life.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.